Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein. I'm dictating independent medical evaluation. Claimant Michael Rella, R-E-L-L-A, WCB number G3088556, DOA 040822. DOS and time 7824, 4 o'clock p.m. Social Security number XXXXX6976, claim number 244035, 4109, exam type workers' compensation IME, specialty psychiatry, exam location Smithtown, New York. Review of records is outlined separately, and I did the WCB number. Date of examination 7/08/24. Insurance carrier Zurich. Okay. Mr. Rella, was examined for independent medical evaluation on 01/10/2024, and was reevaluated7/8/24 at 4 p.m. A patient had previously been diagnosed with a major depressive disorder. And I'm being asked to reevaluate the status of that condition. Mr. Rella is a 69-year-old male who resides with his wife. Of over 40 years, and his 38-year-old son. He works as a sales representative for a paving company called MSI. He has been working there full-time for many years. On 4/8/22, Mr. Rella was carrying a paver of 70 pounds weight up a ramp, and then he slipped. He states that he broke his ankle, tore his right quadriceps, and fractured his right pelvis. An ambulance was called, and he was brought to South Shore Hospital in Bayshore, currently run by Northwell. He states he was seen in the emergency room and that his ankle was casted. 10 days later, he underwent surgery of the quadriceps. Initially, he was wheelchair-bound, then became walker-bound in his recovery. He was out of work completely for 11 months and returned to work in February of 2023. A new paragraph. Mr. Rella was noted to be to report a depressed mood, inability to enjoy gardening, which had previously been a very enjoyable activity. And he began to work with a psychologist. He states the focus was on of things that he'd lost due to his injury. His primary care doctor prescribed duloxetine, 30 milligrams alternating with 60 milligrams, in an effort to help some of his depressive symptoms. Since the last IME in January of 2022, Mr. Rella has continued to address mood issues. With some good results. He feels he benefited from the psychology sessions but is currently frustrated that the sessions are on hold pending an evaluation. He feels that the interruption has not been helpful. Past psychiatric history couples therapy briefly and through no fault as stated above. No history of psychiatric admissions, no history of suicide attempts, minimal drinking, denies family psychiatric history. Social history, has two sons. His wife is supportive and currently retired. He currently works his present job light duty. Which he finds frustrating, but it was part of the how reinitiation into the into the depression treatment was handled. Okay. On a mental status exam, Mr. Rella was found to be casually dressed with fluent speech, mood, angry at times, otherwise slightly sad and anxious, denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation, denies helplessness or hopelessness, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies suicidal ideation. It's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are good. Insight and judgment is fairly good. New paragraph. Mr. Rella finds found the therapy sessions helpful and is hoping very much that he can resume he takes his psychiatric medication but feels that the psychotherapy sessions are even more helpful. Okay, new paragraph. Okay. All right, so okay, Mr. Okay. Okay. New paragraph. All medical records were listed in the review of records section. In terms of the patient has had some prior orthopedic injuries, which are outlined. By by Dr. Mulry, Mulry. His past psychiatric history has been outlined in this report. He has returned to work, as stated above. The cessation of the therapy treatments does impact his recovery process. History of his condition has been outlined. He is working, as stated above. I do not believe he has reached maximum medical improvement for the depressive disorder. An estimated date of MMI would be to resume weekly therapy sessions for 6 more months and then reevaluate at that time. Okay. I think that covered everything that was requested in the report. Mr. Rella exhibited some frustration and anger when wishing continuity of his treatment without interruptions that seemed to lead to some steps backwards. Should you have any further questions, do not hesitate to call. Impression. Major depressive disorder. Moderate. Without psychotic features. Consider raising duloxetine to 60 milligrams daily. May be more helpful addressing depressive symptoms. I believe his psychiatric impairment is currently at 40% causing disability, and he is making progress. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. I've reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy.